Part B. Directions. For questions 6 to 10, you will hear a monologue concerning election time. While you listen, complete the sentences or answer the questions. Use not more than 3 words for each answer. You now have 25 seconds to read the sentences and the questions below.
So much for the comments of our critics, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure that you'll agree with me that the opposition have shown themselves to be completely lacking in ideas. It is very difficult indeed to imagine how they could hope to take responsibility for the running of the nation's affairs. No, let us turn now to the very real achievements of this government over the last 5 years. I think you will agree with me, ladies and gentlemen, that it is a remarkable record of success. When we came to power, we inherited a severe crisis that had been created by the errors of the previous government. You will remember only too well. Inflation was getting out of hand, and with prices and wages going up by a yearly rate of more than 15%. The balance of payments was in a disastrous state, with a trade deficit of £300 million. As a consequence, confidence in the British pound was at an all-time low, and with its buying power had been eroded by successive devaluations. We did not make easy promises, ladies and gentlemen, but we undertook to bring this situation under control and restore business confidence. I feel justified in saying to you today that we have won the first part of the battle. I don't think there will be any disagreement on that. But we must remember that much work still remains to be done. And it is for this reason, ladies and gentlemen, that I stand before you today to ask you to continue your support for the government by giving us your votes in the coming elections.
That is the end of Part B.